This is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Leanne Hansen. For 16 years now, Emily Saliers and Amy Ray have been partners, making music together and writing and recording. This is their sixth studio album. The Indigo Girls' recently released Shaming of the Sun was, well, in the press release it says, 4 months in the making. I don't believe it. It sounds like it's taken a lifetime. The lyrics shift and change and grow dimensionally with each hearing. The music is that perfect blend of knock your socks off rock and roll and hair stand on end ballads. 12 songs, 6 by Emily, 6 by Amy. It really seems like the Democratic Republic of the Indigo Girls divided straight down the middle.
Well, it is pretty democratic, actually, in the best sense of the word. Amy and I, we're very different musically. You know, I'm a little more, have tended to be narrative style, more write some of my songs more like an English paper. I tend to be more of a ballad writer, and so I have a higher voice and a little bit softer, although deep inside me, I want to be writing the songs that Amy writes. So it's like I get to live two musical lives, and I think that's the key to our musical partnership.
Amy?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think we're polarized. I tend to be more aggressive and a little more outspoken sometimes, and probably speak before I think about it, too, sometimes. And in my songs, I've moved, actually, from being pretty abstract and sort of stream of consciousness into being just more blunt. But I think we've survived for this long because we give each other our own spaces. It's like you have an independence, you know, in your relationship.
I am sorry that I set my sights on the things I read. Something meant for your husband, maybe you left it under the bed.
The song you do, Burn All the Letters. Political story, personal story, combination of both?
Combination of both, definitely. It started out personal and just became political. I think in a lot of Amy's and my travels, we've come across a lot of activists, especially in the Native American communities, started reading up on, you know, some of the United States government's involvement in Central and Latin American countries, and thinking about the way that large power systems infiltrate personal lives. It's a love song, but also in the context of all the people that we've met whose lives have been torn apart by infiltration. I couldn't help but think about that kind of experience and what that would feel like, and that's how Burn All the Letters started out as a love song, and then became this sort of sentiment of we have to keep something for ourselves, sacred and personal and private, and the only way we can do that is to burn the physical evidence of it. Burn all the
about the women who are singing back.
Where did we first meet those guys?
Was that on your tour, your Honor the Earth?
Honor the Earth, yeah, that's right.
Honor the Earth tour, 93. They're amazing. Three women, it's a weird mix. They blend like African and gospel and folk and Celtic and traditional Indian sort of music together, and it's like vocalizing in a serious way. I mean, their harmonies are impeccable.
Yeah. there is a stretch for you on this recording. The ballad that you do,
Leeds,
you bet. You play the piano. Is it true you really only started taking piano lessons, only a few years ago?
I guess it was last year. Amy and I took a year off after we finished our last Honor the Earth tour in 95, and I took lessons during that year for the first time. What I do on piano is very simple, you know, big, fat, dark chords, and it was a perfect vehicle for the lyrics for Leeds. After some personal problems, and we were traveling in Europe, I think it rained for 3 weeks straight that tour. Do you remember that? You know how Europe can be when it's wet and dark and old, and there's all those old churches and the steeples against the sky, and everything starts swirling around emotionally, and I just wrote some of those notes down in a notebook I had. Oh my love, I'm sick tonight. On the open hole and press your fingers there with all your might.
Both of you are on the road. You're in Washington today as part of the tour that you're on. I can guess you can say you're hurtling through time and space.
Always.
Always. How long have you been on the road this time?
We started back in March. We'll tour up through the holiday season, and then we're going to Australia at the beginning of next year, and then we have some special plans, and then we'll probably quit sometime in the summer and prepare for the next album.
This one has so many references to being home and away, being at a distance,
yeah.
Maps. Hotel rooms. How do you make a home?
Well, I do have a relationship, and so I have to consider that in balance for being on the road. And both Amy and I love to travel, though, and we like our lives on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I consider that part of the balance of my life that's necessary. I probably couldn't be happy without it. But, you know, if you're in a relationship and you're traveling all the time, you have to be very diligent about maintaining communication with your partner and making sure that you go home enough so that you can stay in touch with your home life. So, and I feel very grateful because I have it good on the road and I have it good at home. With everything, it's opposite enough to keep you crying. Or keep your soul lost, spinning with its wing and its eye. Get out the map, get out the map, and lay your finger anywhere down.
Emily Saliers and Amy Ray are the Indigo Girls. Their recently released recording is called Shaming of the Sun.
You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered.